One, two, three, and.
There is a land where a cappella meets soul, where pygmy music meets hip hop. It's called Zap Mama. Singer Mari Dolm is the creative force behind her ensemble Zap Mama, known for drawing a musical map from Brussels to the forests of Congo. The CD we're listening to is called Ancestry in Progress. Dolm was born in a tiny village in the Congo, then known as Zaire. When she was three, her Belgian father was killed in the fighting that followed decolonization. Her Congolese mother hid out among the pygmies in the deep forest before fleeing with her family to Brussels. There, Mari Dolm grew up a city girl, listening to both European pop and the African lullabies her mother sang. Those songs eventually propelled her back to the Congo in search of the music of her ancestors.
I took my backpack and I decided to explore the forest. I never think danger when I've been there. I say, I'm born there. I'm probably not going to have problems. And I go to the deep forest. That was the paradise and the hell, because the paradise was wonderful, the sounds and the beauty and the smell. But all snake and spider and very dangerous animals over there.
I'm a native African bringing in a way of appreciation. Discover this way out of my mouth, out of my sins. Feel underground, radiate your mind while echoing the sounds. The sounds of our ancestors.
When you speak about ancestors. Inspiration came from the ancestors, is there one particular tune on here that would illustrate that musically?
Yes. I mean, each song have something like that. I have a technique, for example, Yelling Away. In the middle of the song, I go like, go, 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 go. Then it's like four singers. Each of the singers have to do one sound, and it's what we call polyphony. And this is really a technique from the ancestors. Imitate birds, talking with them.
In this song called Bandy Bandy, Mari Dolm once again puts to use the sounds of birds. I know there are other traditional sounds, and they derive from the forest itself. Could you demonstrate for us other vocal sounds that you would have heard and learned?
What they have, they play sounds with a little piece of wood. It's what women enjoy when they have a baby, to make a baby asleep. They use these sounds. I'm going my back now, right now, to pick up...
Okay.
Yeah, I always have to, because a lot of people asking me for that. I now keep it in my bag all the time. You hear that?
Mm-hmm, yes.
This is what they often, women, young women, spend time, and they are like three, four with different harmony, and they use the echo of the forest. For me, these sounds represent peace.
And as it happened, three of the singers in Zap Mama gave birth just before going into the studio to sing on this album.
When we was recording the album, baby was crying at the right key of the song. It's like, let us express ourselves to that song. We deserve a song just for babies. With my hand, I cover the mouth to have a sound going rhythmically with the music. It's like...
I am sure these babies love that. They yes. seem to be laughing kind of at that blah, 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 look the babies
yes.
do.
It's a really magic moment for us.
The Zap Bébés adding their voices to Ancestry in Progress, the newest CD by Marie Dom, a.k.a. Zap Mama.
Time day, two friends come to my house, and this is what they say. Time day, they ask me to go out with them and find a place to play. Take a drive in my friend's car, we'll drive around and won't go far. So we drive around, we start to sing, we're having fun, we start to laugh together.
You can hear more music from Zap Mama's latest CD, Ancestry in Progress, at npr.org